You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you are here. Let's wake up together. Hi, welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm excited you're here. If you are an OG and you keep coming back, you keep listening, downloading, growing, expanding, learning, listening to your intuition, living with more intention, you know I fucking love you. You know I am so eternally grateful for each and every one of you. You guys really do make this podcast such an enjoyable, fulfilling piece of my week. And I'm always so excited to just come on and either talk about the things that have been on my mind or have a conversation with an incredible human being and hopefully, you know, sharing some insight and some inspiration for the listeners in those conversations. If you are enjoying this podcast, if it's helping you, if it's guiding you, if it's giving you some tools and tips and tricks to live with more intuition and intention, if you can just head on over to iTunes and write that 5-star review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And I really, truly believe that now, more than ever, people want to feel community and people want to feel not so alone. People want a spark of inspiration or empowerment. People want to know if they're going through a spiritual awakening that they're not losing their shit. So again, if you can go ahead and write that review, I would really appreciate it. But make sure you take a screenshot and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, so I can send you a intuitively picked meditation just as a thank you, because I know how busy our lives are and I really do just appreciate all of the support that you guys give me and my small business. So today, I felt really guided to talk about something that's been on my mind for the last couple of days, and that is the resilience of the human spirit. I was really guided to really just sit with this topic and really think about just how incredible and how profound the human spirit is and how much we can endure. And how even at the lowest points of our lives, if we have fire within our soul, we can reach the top of the mountain. There's this quote that I want to share, and that is, "The most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire." And sometimes it takes us to be at the lowest point of our lives for that fire to ignite. But it's within those times that the most healing, the most transformation, the most incredible growth spurts happen for the human spirit. It's in those moments where we want to give up. It's in those moments where we think that God is against us. It's in those moments where we just want to throw a temper tantrum and just cry on the floor. It's in those moments where we don't know what our future is going to look like. Those are the moments that our resilience is just on fire. It's in those moments where we don't have faith and we still just keep pushing through that makes us who we are today. You know, something that I realized, because I've always had a morning ritual where I would maybe pull an oracle card. I always meditate.
sometimes I would journal, and it's shifted throughout the years and everything like that. But when I realized that, you know, those things change, those things that bring us close to our souls will shift over time, and we're going to change and we're going to evolve, and it might not fit with us and who we are anymore. And that's okay. That just shows you that you're growing and you're expanding and you're ready for something different. But what I truly feel makes an incredible leader, what I truly feel makes a person strong, is how we handle ourselves in our darkest times. It's how, when we are at the bottom of the barrel in the darkest moments of our life, how we light ourselves up and keep pushing through. That's all you have to do, is just keep going. That's it. When your mind wants to quit, your spirit doesn't. Your soul doesn't. It's your mind that we have to put to the side. Because when we put our minds to the side in those times of need and in those times of pain and hurt and disgust, our soul is going to lead the way. It's your spirit that's going to have you just do what you have to do. Whether it's crawl out of that hole, whether it's sign the divorce papers, whether it's leave your business, whether it's something going on in your personal life, your soul is there and it wants to guide the way. That's it. The resilience of the human spirit is so profound and it's so incredible. And I love hearing those inspirational stories of well-known people and how humble they are about sharing their darkest moments, just to shine some light on it, on the whole situation of the human experience. You know, I've always loved The Rock. I wasn't, you know, one of those WWF or whatever affiliation he was in. But as I learned about him and I see his work ethic and everything, I always admired his story. And he shares about his experience being released from the Canadian Football League in 1995 with $7 to his name. No job, no nothing, with $7 to his name. And look at him now. Eckhart Tolle, who is probably the most well-known enlightened being, struggled with depression and anxiety for most of his life. He had thoughts of suicide, and now he is enlightened, and he shares his knowledge and his experiences with the world and hopes to elevate the consciousness. You know, Julian Edelman, who's the wide receiver, or was the wide receiver to the New England Patriots, he's really truly the true underdog story. In 2017, he torn his ACL, which, if you know sports and everything like that, that's a rough thing to have to endure. He was then suspended from the NFL for 4 weeks, and then he came back to win the Super Bowl and be awarded Most Valuable Player. You know, you might not like somebody, but you have to give them credit for their human spirit, for their tenacity, for lighting a fire within themselves and just going for it and working through those hard times and and making their way out of it. And the most beautiful thing about this is that we all have that capacity. We all have a human spirit. We all have the opportunity to rise above. You know, this, you know, the underdog story isn't just for the rich and famous, it's for everyone. We all have a soul and we all get to choose how we live our life. And it's in those moments of despair and depression and sadness and anger and fear that we can rely on the resilience of the human spirit. Because even if your monkey mind tells you you can't go any farther, you have to quit, you have to stop. If you rely on your human spirit, you will get through it. I promise you, you will. I promise you, you will. You just can't quit. You can't quit. You have the capacity to move mountains. You have the capacity and the fire and the strength within you to go from the lowest of the low to the highest of the high. And it's examples like The Rock and Oprah and Denzel Washington and Robert Downey Jr. that can give us the inspiration to know that we can do it. There's not a doubt in my fucking mind that you can't get through your hardest times. And while we're at it, you also have to remind yourself that you have already been through 100% of the worst days of your life. You have already climbed so many mountains. You have already healed so many wounds. You have already done so much. And you got to give yourself credit for that. You have already been through 100% of your darkest days. And you have come back on the other side. You got stronger. You got smarter. You got tougher. You can get through anything. You are resilient because you are a soul. You are far more capable than you give yourself credit for. And if you need to put this podcast episode on repeat, or if you just need to listen to this while you're going to sleep at night, or if you need to listen to this episode when you are crying in your bed, you do that. You just don't quit. You don't give up. Don't give up. Ugh. I want to share a story while I'm looking out my window, and that's one that recently happened with my neighbor. My neighbor, you know, she was a dog mom. She doesn't have any kids or anything like that, and her dog was her life. I mean, her and her husband changed shifts just so that there was always somebody home with the dog, and she would walk him many, many times a day and cook his food and all of that stuff. And he recently passed away about a month ago, and my heart hurt for her. Like, it really hurt for her because this was her baby. This was like her child. And I went and visited her and I bought her, you know, some flowers and a mug, and she just cried and I just cried with her because it was so painful for her. It was so painful to have to put her dog down. And she told me she didn't know if she ever wanted to have a pet again. And I said, well, don't think about it right now because you're in the grieving process and you need time to heal. And she said she couldn't endure this pain again in her life. And, you know, I tried telling her, you know, it's, you're really in a rough spot right now. You're grieving the loss of your dog. And I really think that you should just be in this moment, right? Just be in this moment and go through the stages and maybe in a couple months, you know, have a conversation about getting another dog or maybe even next year. And, you know, she took my advice and it was, it's so sweet because she, her niece moved back from Scotland and she's actually living in their guest room. And her niece has a little, like, cute little Pomeranian that she brought home with her. And I'm literally looking out my window and I'm seeing my neighbor laying on her grass, playing with the little dog, like laying on the grass, like, you know, playing with like a dandelion with the dog. And 3 weeks ago, she was telling me how upset she was and how she doesn't think that she could ever get another dog because she couldn't endure so much pain. And I'm literally watching her, like, letting the, you know, the dog's getting all cute and funny and running away and then running back to her. And she's just enjoying it. And to think that just a couple of weeks prior to this moment that I'm looking at right now, she was distraught. That's the power of the resilience of the human spirit. That's an example of how resilient the human spirit can be. You know, even in your darkest moments, God is going to try to find things to bring you joy and to help you remember that there is a better part in all of this. The human experience is 50% good and 50% bad. I learned that from Brooke Castillo. And when I listened to that on her podcast, which is the Life Coach School podcast, I'm not quite sure what episode, but I do feel like she says it a lot. It really resonated with me. You know, as light workers, as the spiritually awakened, we think that it's all, you know, we have this conception or this idea where it's all love and light all of the time, you know, once you're spiritually awoke. And that's not true. That's not true. Don't listen to that. You are human first. And the human experience is filled with good and bad and happy and sad and tears and laughter and joy and pain and hurt and anger and all of the things. You signed up for all of it. And you're strong enough to get through all of it. You're stronger than you think. And that was my riff for the week. I hope this gets to the ears that need to hear it. And again, if you need to listen to this podcast episode 20 times over, do so. It's here for you to do that because I know what it's like being in the lowest points of your life. I know what it's like to want to give up. I know what it's like to not know what the fuck is going on. I know it. And I know how strong you are. And I know how resilient the human spirit is. So I'm going to tell you, you're going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. Even if it doesn't seem like it's okay, you're going to be okay. I love you guys. I love you. You guys are extra guacamole and queso. You're beautiful. You're intuitive. You're badasses. And I will see you next week.